It took close to 2 hours to wade through the claims and counterclaims in an overflowing chamber, but in the end, the council narrowly approved the declaration on a 4-3 vote, with Conservative Andrew Coolidge joining the Liberal bloc. After repeated hearings over recent months, resident Elizabeth Graham pleaded with the council to stop dithering.
You all need to do something besides sit here and go over it and over it and over it.
Thank you, Ms. Graham.
The decision qualifies the city for a share of nearly $5 million expected to be dispersed by Butte County. The county, along with the municipalities of Oroville and Gridley, declared shelter crises earlier. Local resident Andrew Wilhelm, however, after relaying an encounter with human excrement at a playground, doubted any money or programs would work.
The city and the state have tried throwing money towards aid and comfort to homeless and addicted and mentally ill, and we're getting more of it. And if you subsidize it, I think we're just going to see more of it.
An opinion shared by some on the dais, Mayor Sean Morgan.
If throwing money at the problem would alleviate it, San Francisco would be the cleanest city in the world.
Opponents were also concerned that any initiatives launched with the money would become a burden on local taxpayers once the state money runs out. But it was viewpoints such as the one voiced by Irma Arroyo Long who prevailed.
Last time I checked, we don't live in a third world country. Yet we treat our homeless and poor in that way. I beg you to be and do what is right, what is humane, what is in all of us.
The money can be spent on housing for the homeless or on services. The crisis designation allows officials to waive building codes in certain circumstances. In other council action, a measure beginning the process of hiring 3 additional police officers and a sergeant to form a permanent street crimes unit was approved, as was a minor expansion of Enloe Medical Center and final approval of a new 600-acre subdivision despite lawsuit threats. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.